Welcome to Always Eating with Lisa Allen.
And there's the promo.
Most of us know Israel Adonijay from his time playing for the Chicago Bears. I do. I grew up here. But I had no idea how involved he was in the Chicago restaurant community. Plus, he just opened a new place in the South Loop. So we're going to hear about that and, trust me, a bunch more. I'm Lisa Allen, and this is Always Eating.
I mean, we know your resume as far as sports goes.
Thank you.
You're also super involved in the Chicago community. But, like, who decides to just go, like, you know what? I'm just going to open some fancy little restaurant over by Soldier Field. Like, well, where did that start?
So, I mean, I think part of the journey as an athlete, you spend a lot of time eating, you know,
yes,
on the road, pregame, postgame, with your teammates. And so just being a part of that culinary restaurant community in Chicago was just always great. Before every Saturday when we checked into the city downtown, I lived up in Gurnee, we went out to dinner somewhere, right? Postgame, we always went out to dinner somewhere. So it was just always an exciting part of the culture. And then over the years, I invested in probably a dozen different restaurants.
Oh, okay.
And it's a very challenging space. You know, that's what I learned through that experience. It's like the restaurant space is very difficult. And, you know, there were a few that we had some success. And then, you know, my partner, Stephen Gillanders, you know, when we had the concept to do like a sports bar, but like elevated and with like really high-level chef-driven food, he's the perfect person for that. And, you know, if not for him, I would never have ventured into something like this. He knows what he's doing. My restaurant was actually his 25th opening.
Whoa.
So he's pedigreed. He knows what he's doing. He has a formula. He has a playbook. And it's been a great start.
Okay. So I didn't know that there was so much restaurant history with you. I thought you were just like, oh, I'm gonna help, you know, boost South Loop. We're going to do something new here. And in my mind, all I could think of was like all the Gordon Ramsay restaurants that they go. And it's like, oh, everybody thinks they can open a restaurant.
Right.
Okay. But you both have a lot of background.
He has a lot. I've you know, cut a lot of checks that what I learned, it's a tough space.
Yeah.
Most of them have failed. Thankfully, we've had a few winners.
Yeah.
But, you know, Steven really is the magic.
So is he the one behind the whole open kitchen concept? Or did you think that was...
No, so that space in particular, the kitchen was already open.
Okay.
And what we thought was, like, to have a sports bar with an open kitchen, I mean, we thought it was perfect for what we were trying to represent, where you could come and watch the games, have the sports experience. But if you just wanted to come on date night or come with some friends and you didn't care anything about sports, you could still have a really great experience. That open kitchen was a part of that kind of middle ground that we were trying to match on both sides.
Yeah, for the people that are just going for the dining experience, because that would be me. I'd be like, okay, A, I'm into the open kitchen because I feel like you cannot hide anything when you're out there in the open. Like, you ain't going to drop something and throw it back in the frying pan.
Right.
I can see
Never.
You. But, like, I think that kind of does bring it to a different level. Now, are you seeing a lot of date nights happen there? Or is it more people going to see sports?
We had some great date nights. We had an 11th year anniversary that we did this love package for. It was like red balloons and hearts and, you know, champagne, and like the light where they were sitting was all red.
Oh,
it was really cute.
It
was nice. And then we have like a fireplace in the back and candle lit in the back. So we have really two completely different experiences you can have at Signature. One is really kind of moody, sexier vibe, and then, you know, obviously screens everywhere.
Yeah, game day.
Right.
Game day.
Right.
Are you seeing it real busy? I mean, obviously, because the location on game day.
Yeah, I mean, March Madness last Thursday, we opened at 10 a.m. And it was we've had just an amazing week. We've had our biggest week over our 9 weeks that we've been open.
Oh, congratulations.
This is week number 10. And, you know, the notion of where we are location-wise, the community we're in the South Loop is amazing. The sports, the love of sports in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
We're checking those boxes, and so far it's been great.
Now, I haven't been there yet. I've admitted this.
What are you waiting for? Come on.
I'm going to be there. It's going to happen. But if not for the food and for a game, I hear the bathrooms have a lot. Can we talk about the bathrooms?
The bathrooms are our number one, like, posted, retweeted, shared thing. Specifically the women's bathrooms.
So I have pictures on my phone that friends have sent me. Because in the bathroom, if you have not yet been to Signature in South Loop yet, they're very kind of artfully taken photos. But it's like athletes... They're like next to naked.
Yeah, yeah.
We got some of the best, nicest looking bodies you've ever seen on the planet pasted on the walls here.
I will say there have been no pictures shared from the men's bathroom, but the women's bathroom, they have shared, I mean, it's like every night women are posting, taking pictures. But yeah, the covers of every Sports Illustrated, they do a body issue.
Okay.
So that's what those covers are from, the body issues.
Okay.
And then the men's bathroom, we have all of the swimsuit model covers. And then also they do a painted issue where they like paint the swimsuits on the models. And that's what's in the men's
bathroom. Oh, that's what's in the men's room. Yeah, exactly. Those guys, look, they're taking the pictures. They're just not sharing them. It's going in the folder.
That's funny.
So I guess the question is, are you in the ladies' bathroom anywhere?
I am, but mm-hmm. I have gotten a few complaints because I'm wearing shorts in my picture. I did a spread for like a sports fitness magazine, like while I was playing, and you know I'm just in shorts, like working out. So that's one of those pictures in there. And I've had a few of our guests be like, "Hey, you need to join the rest of the pictures. Lose the shorts, buddy."
Wow. And I'm like, "What's your answer to that?"
That's it. I just laughed, you know. They're funny and rather bold, you know.
Really? All right. I had to ask.
That's funny.
But yeah, that has been a big sell. Yeah,
it has been. It's interesting. It's like the things that you think like you're really excited for folks, you know, they're okay. But then the thing that you're like, oh, why don't we just in the bathrooms do these covers, and you don't really think anything of it. It's like the biggest thing.
Let me tell you, right? The ladies in Chicago are talking.
That's so funny.
So whoever's idea that was, high five.
That's okay? So funny. Yeah, it's been good.
Have you noticed, because obviously you're a huge part of the Chicago sports community, here's possibly an annoying question, but I have to ask.
Never annoying.
Get ready. We're all just right. Getting warmed up.
All right.
But no, are there, do you have other like fellow athletes that are coming in to dine, to support you, to, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's been great to have my friends, my teammates, you know, and then just people who've supported me over the years to come eat. And especially our first few weeks, give us feedback, help us get better, right? And we took the space over and built Signature in 4 months, right? So it was like an extreme sprint. It was a pressure cooker. You know, we hired 53 people out of the gate, right? So you're somewhat building the ship while you're taking off. And again, thank you, thankfully for Steven and his team, that we're able to execute that still at the capacity that we wanted to. But then you get your friends and your family and your teammates to come in and be like, oh, this thing was amazing. Don't ever change it or touch it.
Okay.
Or this is, you know, it needs a little tweaking. It's been great. And I will say that's what's been so special about sports. It's build a brotherhood. I'm always there to support my friends and the things they're doing, and they've always supported me as well.
It's like Band of Brothers.
It is the Band of Brothers.
The football version.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, you know.
So when I was seeing all the headlines coming up when the restaurant had first opened, the word camaraderie comes up a lot, and teamwork and team players and all of this. Do you think that that is something that translates throughout your staff? Is that something like they share a similar mindset?
Yeah, absolutely. Or? Absolutely. So it's funny because, you know, one of our first services, like we did like a whole, like a huddle. So everybody together and you
like
do
an actual huddle.
Yeah, you do a break, everybody puts their hands in, and you like win on three. What's winning represent? Like winning for us here is XYZ, winning for, you know, front of house, back of house, you know, and somewhat bringing that mindset of everybody just making their play.
Okay.
Right. And if you're able to make your play from the cooks to the host to the dishwasher, that's how we win ultimately in creating a great experience for our guests. And, you know, it's always funny to have people like do a win on three that have never really done it before in a environment where it usually doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun. And I think the other component is we want the community to feel like our team, a part of our team, right? It's like the South Loop, to me, is one of Chicago's best neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're lacking a little bit in just great F&B experiences. So with Signature, you know, we're hoping to help be a part of elevating that. And, you know, you'll see at our bar, which is full almost every night, people meeting each other for the first time and just being a part of a community, or folks that come every night, sit in the same spot, meet the same person next to them, and these relationships that are built. You know, for us, I think a win ultimately is allowing the community to feel like they are a part of the growth and the success that we're having at Signature.
It's been open how long? What did you say?
It's our 10th week.
Okay.
10th week.
10 yeah. weeks, and you already have regulars?
Yes.
I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
for
I don't sure. know. I've never owned a restaurant, but it's it seems like a good... No. No, listen, I am in this to eat. Yeah. I'm in this because I love to eat. I'm not in it because I'm all knowing about any of it.
That's funny.
I just like to talk about food and usually stuff my face with it, if I'm honest. So that's why I'm here asking you the questions. Favorite thing on the menu?
Oh, man, too many. But I'll give you some of my top things.
Okay.
So I love the short rib nachos.
Okay. I've been recommended those.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You got to take our house hot sauce, if you like hot sauce.
I'll explode.
Just a little drizzle of the house hot sauce on the short rib nachos. The house hot sauce, for me, will be a reoccurring theme. All right?
Oh, man.
Number two.
How hot is it, though?
It's not hot.
It's cold hot sauce.
It's hot sauce, but, like, it's not, like, Nigerian or habanero hot. It's, like, mildly hot.
Okay.
You know? Okay. You got to try it.
Okay.
Number two, Frito Misto. It's like a shrimp and calamari, fried shrimp and calamari with basil powder sprinkled on top. Delicious.
Is it on, like, a roula or something like this?
No, like it's just like if you got calamari.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's just like a calamari, but it's delicious. Shrimp tempura.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You cannot go wrong there. Our cheeseburger is going to make a run for, like, top five burgers in the city of Chicago.
All right, it's getting bold, and I like it.
Oh,
I like
these statements. It's the love the burger's gotten.
Okay.
These are not my words.
I like it.
But folks have said, hey, this is one of the best burgers we've ever had, right? So we're pretty confident and excited about it. You know, so the burger is up there. The chicken sandwich, phenomenal. On the chicken sandwich, though, you got to do the hot sauce, and then you got to add, we have a house honey dill sauce.
All right, now you're talking. Yeah, okay.
You got to add that on your chicken sandwich.
Okay.
Then we go to our large plates.
You got a lot of favorites.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. That's a long list.
Yeah, it's good.
But the Brussels sprouts are amazing. The steak, the New York strip, fantastic.
Okay.
Comes with a poivre, like a pepper sauce.
Okay.
And then the mac and cheese. But the mac and cheese, you got a hot sauce. You got a hot sauce it.
Is it like baked? Like baked mac and cheese?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not
baked. Okay.
And then, so that's our, like, dinner.
Okay.
We just launched brunch.
Nice. I love brunch.
Our French toast, you'll slap somebody. So good.
For real?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I'm in.
It's delicious.
I'm in on this.
It's delicious.
Okay.
We do a short rib hash.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Whoa. 10 out of 10. If you like short rib, I mean.
I do like short rib. Who doesn't?
It's amazing.
I mean.
It's so good. We do also a pancake that's like 15 inches.
What? Okay. That's for like the football players.
That's
or
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Or to share with four or five people.
I don't share.
A 15-inch pancake, you'll have to share.
Yeah, I guess. Good Lord.
You know, so those are some of my favorites on just the menu. Obviously, we have like raw bar, we have caviar, we have like a lot of just stuff that you wouldn't find typically in a sports bar.
Right.
And then on the drink side, our old fashioned is a hit.
That's my favorite drink.
Is it?
That is my go-to.
So you got to come, you know, give us your rating on our old fashioned.
Ooh, all right.
All right.
All right.
Like, that's what we're here for.
I haven't really met many that I don't like.
Just low bar?
Either it's garbage or it's delicious.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard. If you know what you're doing, it's hard to mess that up.
Yeah.
Right? So we have also a spicy situation, it's called. It's a spicy, our version of a spicy margarita.
What a great name for it, though.
It's delicious. It's so good. We do a drink called the Peanut Punch. You know, so one of my teammates, Peanut Tillman.
I've met him several times.
Yeah, so Peanut is known for the Peanut Punch, where he punches out the football. I mean, it's ridiculous. Just his knack to get that done in the game. And he also does a lot of phenomenal work in the city with children's hospitals.
He does, yeah. You know,
providing these lockers. So a portion of all the revenue from the Peanut Punches sold, we're going to, you know, support Peanut through his work.
Amazing.
But it's fantastic.
So I have worked a couple of events with Peanut over the years. Now, it's been a while, but out at hospitals, actually. Yeah. And people would come out to meet him and whatever, and it would be like a two-hour thing, mm-hmm. you know. And can I tell you that every time I was out there, he would stay past the time. He would meet every single person that came out and lined up with a football or a picture and sign whatever and stop and talk to every single person. I was like, this is a stand-up classy dude. Because he could be, you know what I mean? He could be like, hey, I'm here to support you till 2 p.m.
Right.
or whatever. Yeah. But, man, he stayed out there. And one of the days, we were freezing our asses off. It was outside. It was so cold. And he stayed and he hung out and he saw everybody. And I was like, this guy will always have my respect.
Yeah, he's amazing guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He really is. Except for the times he's not. amazing.
Oh, burn.
I'm kidding. He is amazing. He's an amazing. I love Peanut. You know, yeah. And again, you talk about teammates and the guys that you would go to war with outside the game. You know, Peanut's one of those guys where he's a character guy, and just his commitment, right? To he doesn't have to do the work that he's doing, but he's just an amazing human being. So
excellent. Yeah. Well, good to surround yourself with amazing human beings. Yeah, that's a good start. How's dessert over there?
Dessert's good. We do a molten lava cake.
Okay.
We hand make our own ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a white chocolate ice cream. We have a cinnamon. So lava cake with the white chocolate ice cream, delicious. We do a peanut butter chocolate chip cookie. It's delicious.
Now you're talking. Yeah,
really good.
Anything apple crumble. Involving peanut butter and chocolate together. I mean, it's talk so to good. Me.
I've eaten way too many of those.
For real?
Unfortunately.
Are they 15 inches or whatever?
Well, you just gave me an idea.
Boom. All right, my birthday's in August. My birthday's in August. I'll see you then. No, that is a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so what else we do? We have like a bananas Foster cake. Ooh. It's like banana bread play on bananas Foster.
They do that little fire gun thing on it, right? Don't they?
Yeah,
like caramelize
they caramelize some of the bananas on it.
Yeah, those are so cool. What do you do when you're off time? You just came from work.
Mm-hmm. What I do for my... So it's funny because, like, I enjoy the work that I do.
Yeah.
You know, so it's... If it's working on comic book stuff or Monsters of the Midway, if it's working on a plan for what we're doing. We have an adventure park in Branson, Missouri, like rides or a new feature. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's Branson Mountain Adventure.
Come on.
Yeah. We have like 40,000 acres with a zip line. Well, four zip lines and a mountain coaster.
If you've ever been on
a mountain coaster. Mountain coaster, it pulls you up to the top on a pulley and zips you down 9,000 linear feet. But you can control your own speed with a lever.
Oh my God, no.
But don't stop. Just keep going. But you can control your speed.
Okay. How many times have you done that?
Oh, my gosh. Too many.
Really?
But it's fun.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. No, I did not know that.
So very different things. But I love the variety of the things that I'm involved in. And just the ability to, like, flex different muscles as far as creativity and how you apply maybe an aspect from comics to what we might be doing in the adventure park, to the office space, to the restaurant. They're all very different, and I think that's part of why I enjoy what I do so much.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ever be bored. Yeah. You don't ever run out of things to do.
Never bored.
My gosh, okay. So we know what you do in your off time.
Some would call it work. You know, my younger brother's just like, I took like 3 days off, and like during those 3 days off, I was sending him sketches of things I was working on.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is how you take your time off, creating more stuff. Right. And I'm like, yeah, I love it.
So you've got a bunch of nieces and nephews, don't you?
Yeah.
So do they get to come to town and go and ride the coasters with you, or do you do like a family night in the restaurant or anything like that? I'm asking selfishly just because I have got a ton of nieces and nephews. Yeah. And
big family?
Huge family. And I mean, I just spent all weekend with my 9-year-old niece, you know, just running me like a drill sergeant all weekend. Do you spend time with them? Is it here in town? Are you doing your stuff?
Yeah, so when they're here, and actually two of my nieces just came and spent like 4 days with me.
Okay.
You know, without their parents, it was just me. We had a blast.
And are they young?
Yeah, the oldest now is about to be 13.
Okay.
Yeah, 13 and 11.
Okay.
Yeah, so, we went out to eat. We worked out every day.
Nice.
What, go-karts? Went to, there's, a honky-tonk, ranch out here somewhere. Yeah, it's, has mini-putt. It has go-karts. It has, shooting. It has, and that people are dressed up as cowboys.
I want to go to
this. Yeah, you
got
to look it up. You got to look it up.
I want to go to this.
It gets a little wild late, but it's a real thing. Okay. We got out of there as soon as it started getting a little bit later.
Okay.
But we just looked up fun things to do around, and nice. I took them and asked them what they wanted to do while they were here, what they wanted to eat. We took them to get deep dish pizza, you know, a steakhouse. We did sushi, whatever they wanted, yeah.
You know, in this town, nobody's going away hungry. Nobody's going away hungry, right. You know what I'm saying? All we do, at least when I have out-of-town visitors, basically we're going to eat constantly.
That's it.
You know, food is love. It's one of those things.
I mean, Chicago, we are, a food city for sure. Food and sports.
Yeah. And they go hand in hand sometimes. Hand in hand,
yes, they do. What are your favorite restaurants in the city, with your expertise?
Every time I go to a new restaurant, it's my favorite. So I'm the worst person to ask that.
Well, you want to give me your top 10?
I think. Oh, you know what? It's not far, actually, from your place is X-Pot.
Oh, X-Pot.
Have you been to X-Pot before?
I love X-Pot.
Okay, really good.
It's delicious.
Really good. And like a full-on experience.
Mm-hmm. And you just keep, like, getting more different meats and vegetables, and just the little robot brings you something.
They had the little, the guy come out with like a little grill, and he was just like grilling the Wagyu right in front of us.
So good.
Yeah, I went in the summer, which is like not when you do hot pot for me. Right. Like, do hot pot in the winter. But, you know, it was new, and I wanted to check it out before everybody, and I loved it. But it's also like you have all these itty-bitty bites, and I'm like, I'm not full yet. And then I like stand up, and I feel like grimace stuffed from McDonald's. That was just like,
You're right.
That was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I've been there twice, and it was, it's really great.
Yeah. There's so many in this town.
Oh, it's endless.
Because I like to also go to like a hole in the wall in Chinatown and just be like, it's the best noodles anywhere.
Are you, you like ramen?
I do.
What's your best favorite ramen spot?
Oh, man. I really like Strings. Ken Kee has good.
I've had that.
They're in Chinatown. I like their ramen, but like when I get the shrimp, the prawns, they put like the whole prawn in there with like all the antennas and stuff.
Yeah. And then it's not cleaned.
Yeah. I just like, I can't do that. And it kind of ruins the experience. Sorry, Ken Kee, I love you. But
you still have good ramen.
But I love the noodles, but I can't with the
shrimp.
Yeah, it weirds me out. Like, I don't want to see the eyeballs
really
of anything. It weirds me out.
That's where all the nutrition is.
Enjoy there. I just can't. Do you have a good ramen joint?
Oh, my favorite. I love High Five.
Where's that?
On Green Street. Or is it Five? Yeah, High Five. Ramen.
Out west?
No, Green Street. It's like right across from Soho House. Go downstairs, there's like 10 seats there.
Oh.
I think it's High Five Ramen.
Okay. I've not been there.
It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, to me, that's my favorite ramen spot in the city.
You know what I love is that there's ramen places everywhere now.
Yeah, right?
Like everywhere.
Everywhere.
I love that it's now a thing.
So good.
Have you done the Amu Rice thing? Like where they, what is the name of the place? Kyo Ramen on, God, what street is it on? I think Kinsey. But it's where they, like, they have an omelet, they kind of, like, slice it open, and then they pour all the gravy on it.
I've been seeing that.
Or whatever.
I love the egg part.
Yeah.
But I don't know about that dark gravy on my egg and rice. I don't know.
Yeah, there's two kinds of gravies that you can choose from. I don't know both? That I would have it again. You know? Yeah, I don't know that I would have it again. Like, texturally, it was a little funky for me.
Because of the gravy or the egg as well?
Both. The egg was a little wet for my liking, and I was like, I can't get down with this.
That's the style.
It is. But I had to try it. Like, I'm willing to try anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'll try it, but it doesn't mean I'm going to go back for it. Yeah.
I've been looking at it, but every time they pour that dark gravy on it, I'm like,
yeah, that's where you check out.
Yeah, that's where they lose me. I can do the egg texture, especially when it's, like, mixed in rice, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what the flavor, is it like a beef gravy? What is it?
The dark one is like a beef gravy. There's a lighter one that's kind of like a curry-ish kind of.
Nah.
I was just like,
That's not it.
Yeah, it didn't. I did not slap anybody after that meal at all.
All right.
Yeah, there's so many great places.
Oh, my
gosh. Like, I thought that the Korean corn dog thing was like not going to last. Yeah. Have you seen some of these?
Is that when they roll the, is it an actual corn
dog? It's a corn dog, and you can either do like hot dog or hot dog and cheese, like mozzarella, and it's like rolled in all this stuff. Yeah. It sounds and looks crazy.
Was it
delicious? Let me tell you, it's delicious.
Whoa. I just am not into corn dogs.
It's so good.
Yeah. What place has that?
Kong Dog is popping up everywhere.
Oh, I've seen
now.
That.
Yeah.
One just opened up right off Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it out.
I'm just like, just try
it. I'm going to try it out.
Try the, I think it's like a sweet potato covering. Because there's some weird stuff that's kind of like Fruity Pebbles, like rolled in Fruity Pebbles. I'm like, this.
Zero chance.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm getting overstimulated by everything that is happening on this corn dog right now.
Right.
But the potato one looks funky. You're going to take a bite and it's going to change your mind.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Just potato corn dog.
Yeah, it's like a corn dog. Get the meat and the cheese. Because you have to do the cheese pull that's like a foot long. It's one of those things.
I will try it. It's on my list.
Yeah, try it. Okay, let's talk about this. Just because we're talking about all this like junk food. But you kind of talking, at least on social media, about like, oh, we're going to go into the pandemic and come out of it in better shape.
Yeah.
When you're surrounded by all this good food, I'm like, what am I going to do? How the hell do you stay in good shape? It's
not
hard.
It's not easy. Not easy. Especially through all the like R&D. process of eating and drinking. You know, it's not easy, you know, but the main thing is, at least for now, for me, I'm trying to make sure like Monday through Thursday or Friday, I'm staying dialed in on my workout.
Yeah.
I'm not enjoying myself with like the stuff
with
I love.
Food?
Yeah. I'm just eating more. I'm actually trying to eat more like I'm actually preparing for a season.
Okay.
Right, and that's just because that's like what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like being dialed in with my nutrition and my workouts, not doing 2 days, but just at least one workout either in the morning or evening. But then on the weekends, you can enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I get a lot of questions like that specifically because I am constantly eating, but mm-hmm. from this like March to June time of year, like I don't go out to restaurants. I'm super strict with what I eat so that I can be ready for summer. But
so what's your secret?
Cardio. Cardio and weights. Yeah. Because important. I take in a lot of calories. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot.
It is, people don't realize or do realize it's, you know, it's a formula, right? It's just, if you are taking in more energy than you're burning, you're going to put on some weight. As long as you burn more than you put in, you know.
True. But I feel like, Tim, you'll know this way better than anybody because you're the athlete here. Don't you feel like you can't really out-train a poor diet? Because I feel like even when I was like...
No, you can. You just got to train more, right? You can't go and just train for 10, 15 minutes and be like, oh, I'm doing all this training.
If you're going to eat cardio minimum.
If you're going to eat like trash,
yeah,
you got to make sure you like work out like hard. And get after it.
Lift
weights.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like a Big Mac is what, 3,000-4,000 calories, whatever it might be?
What?
A Big Mac calorically is crazy, right?
Oh my God!
You eat something like that. That's a lot of time on the treadmill.
It's a lot of time
to make that up.
Yeah.
You can out train that, but you got to be prepared to put in 6 hours on the treadmill.
Right.
You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Have chicken breast.
You're better off just to eat the chicken breast and the spinach.
right. Totally. It doesn't. Yeah. That's when like when I'm like, oh, my vegetable is my treat because it's peas. And I'm like, awesome.
A little sweetness to it.
Yeah, get some sweetness and I don't like feel that bad. Yeah, you can't have a box of donuts in my capability.
Well,
cardio I'm willing to do.
No one's going to do the amount of work necessary to eat a whole box of donuts.
Right.
Or,
but sometimes I just want to.
A whole box.
Maybe, I don't know.
Listen, treat yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and the other thing is to indulge like once, you'll be fine. But if you're indulging every single day, that's where people get in trouble.
Yeah. You know? My thing is like I will, if I'm like craving something lately, for whatever reason, it's been Golden Grahams. I know.
That's a weird craving.
It is weird, but I've just been wanting Golden Grahams and I'm like, I'm just going to go and get a freaking box of Golden Grahams.
Well, that's like the little like caramel.
No, it's just little square. How do you not know what Golden Grahams are?
Oh, I was thinking maybe Teddy Grahams.
Oh, Teddy Grahams are also
those
delicious.
Are good. Yeah. Those are delicious.
Those are also delicious. But no, just like Golden Grahams
Golden
cereal.
Grahams.
Yeah.
I don't, is that the one with like the cinnamon? Or cinnamon?
That's Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I don't think I've had Golden Grahams cereal.
Well, you're missing out.
Good. It's delicious.
Yeah. But the point is, no matter what the craving is, I guess, it's like, just have it.
Yeah.
Like, just have that, and then it goes away.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And then, you know, think about it for 2 weeks and try to eat everything else trying to avoid it. And I'm like, just have the damn
have
Golden
it.
Grahams.
All things in moderation.
Yeah. I'm getting good advice right now. Well, is there anything else that we should cover while I have you here?
Mm.
Otherwise, I'll just sit here and talk to you about cereal all day.
Yeah, I mean, if that makes you happy, we can do that. You know? Anything else to talk about?
Yeah, anything else you want to cover? What do you have coming up?
Are we going to just talk like coming up at Signature?
Coming up in your world
in
general.
Oh, my gosh. Well, in my world.
We need a two-hour special for that.
lots coming.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's usually, you know, business as usual. I'm working on a project now in the South Loop as well. We're trying to bring online a 150-key hotel with...
In South Loop?
South Loop, yeah.
Come on!
Yeah, so it's been challenging, so pray for us. But, yeah, we're doing a 150-key hotel, steakhouse, rooftop pool. Yeah, all in one project, yeah. So that's been a majority of the focus now and trying to make sure we can deliver that and hopefully start construction by the end of this year.
You had me at rooftop pool.
Rooftop pool, yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing,
yeah,
wow.
I mean... And again, I think something like that, the South Loop needs, the people are there. We just don't have a lot of just really nice places to hang out and just catch a vibe.
Yeah, there's like a couple of little pockets of that, but you're right. There is definitely a space for it.
Yeah.
And certainly a community that is ready for
it. Big time.
Yeah.
That's the opportunity. What else we have? The draft. right? I think that's always a big part of Chicago life.
Sure.
You know, what are the Bears going to do? How's the season? How's the preseason process going to feel? And I will say Bears fans, regardless, they are always excited about every season. But I think this one, it's going to be interesting. The moves that they've made, just stacking the team somewhat, has been interesting. You know, Caleb Williams, the quarterback, will they pick him? I think so, but we'll see. So I think at Signature, we're going to have a big pre-draft party, and then we'll actually have a draft party as well.
When is that?
The draft this year, I want to say, is April 24th.
Okay, it's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay, so you'll have a big old party.
Yeah, just come out, watch the game. We'll see who picks what. We're gonna raffle off 2 tickets to a Bears game.
Okay.
So you can come to a game with me. And all season long, pre-game, we'll be at Signature. Post-game, we're going to be at Signature. And when we get back post-game, we'll draw 2 tickets for whoever wins to come to the game to the next home game with me.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so it should be fun.
You're into the games and the giveaways.
Well, you know,
I noticed a lot of giveaways.
Well, you know what I realized? I realized as much love as folks have for the Bears, you'd be shocked how many people have never been to a Bears game.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a cheap ticket, right? So it's like there are a lot of fans that watch the games at home. Mm-hmm. So if we're able to raffle off a ticket that someone can come to a game, have phenomenal seats, and experience, you know, one of their passions real time, and we're fortunate to be able to provide that. I always thought it was great. And people that I've taken over the years, I mean, they've had the time of their lives.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like if you're a Bears fan and you've never been to a game, come to Signature, you'll get a ticket. I hope I draw your name and you can come to Soldier Field.
So you take them? You like go to the game with
them? Yeah, we'll drive from, Signature is literally 10 minutes from Soldier Field.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you are a part of this experience?
Well, this will be the first time that they're coming with me.
Wow.
So in the previous winters, we send them the tickets.
Right, right.
But now that I'll be at Signature, as long as they're on time. If they're late, you got to walk
over.
That's
on you. That's on you.
You got to walk over. But if you're there on time, you know, we'll drive there together.
I think as far as the giveaway, so I love it because not only are tickets expensive, they're hard to come by.
Yeah.
Like with the bots and the whole situation, ticket buying in general, because we experience this a lot in the music business, that like real fans don't have the capability or the funds typically to access these kind of experiences.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Unless you literally freaking hand it to them.
But when we're in it, you don't realize, you know, oh man, like everybody can experience this concert or this game. Then even when you get to the game, everything is, you know, $50.
It's
expensive.
I mean, how much is a beer there now? Yeah. Like how much is a beer?
It's an arm and a leg.
You got a pre-party. A pre-party first.
Right, exactly.
At Signature.
A must. A must. Yes, I'm excited this upcoming season and you know, just grateful for the love, the support. You know, this is my first restaurant that I'm spearheading, you know, so just to have done so well and as well as we have in this opening, I'm just really grateful. So
amazing.
You know, I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I could talk to you all day, man, but I appreciate you taking the time to come and talk to us and talk about my food cravings and whatever else weird stuff happens to me.
Yeah.
Golden Grahams, you know it. Thank you. Thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
That's a wrap.
Nice work.
Amazing.
Appreciate it.